About a year ago, longtime newspaper man Pat Embry got a call from the folks at Magellan Press in Brentwood asking him to do a guidebook to area eateries. But neither Pat, his co-editor Rachel Lawson, nor Magellan Press wanted the kind of glossy recommendation list for upscale restaurants usually found at hotels. They wanted a guide to where the locals eat, all nationalities of locals and all different types of food.
We were looking for places that were both well-established and may or may not have been heavily publicized. Long and short of it, we wanted neighborhood joints and really have this be a reflection of the inclusiveness of neighborhoods.
Pat began his research by surfing the internet, reading decades worth of restaurant reviews from newspaper and magazine archives. He also asked everyone he knew what their favorite places to eat were. But naturally, his reporter instincts also took him to the streets.
I keep a pad and pen in my car at all times, and so I would drive down the road and see some place that I was either not familiar with or I said, oh, I recognize that place, and I would write it down and then make a point of going back to eat there.
Eventually, Pat chowed down at well over 400 restaurants, 320 of which made it into the guidebook. He was impressed by the variety of restaurants Nashville has to offer and by who was eating at them.
Restaurants are very integrated. There's not a restaurant I can think about in any part of town, at any socioeconomic level, at the type of food they're serving that doesn't have people of all colors eating there. We're a really friendly city, in particular in our restaurants.
For example, at places like Las Americas on Nolensville Road in Antioch, which serves Central and South American food, lunchtime at Las Americas brings in an interesting assortment of diners. A recent weekday produced a mom and her two blonde little girls, a table of six businessmen, several Latino couples, and a woman in a University of Texas t-shirt accompanied by an Oriental man. In front of almost everyone was a plate with what looked like a fried pie on it. Julie Rich, the mother of the little girls, explains.
This is the pupusa, which is fried masa filled with beans and cheese, and then ceviche tostadas. Then it comes with like a pickled lettuce that you put on top of the pupusas with hot sauce. It's really nice.
Las Americas is one half of a cinder block building. The other half is a grocery store. Those dining in the restaurant pay their tab in the grocery store. Maria Cruz and her husband are the owners. They opened Las Americas 10 years ago. They have done nothing to advertise its existence because they don't have to.
Well, the customers come and they like and say to their friends, you know, in their jobs, and they say the food is good, and everybody come and say, oh, my friend told me, or no, my neighbor, my family or something.
It's this kind of restaurant Pat Embry particularly wanted to celebrate in where the locals eat.
The fabulous thing about restaurants is that's where people go to congregate, no matter where you're from or what color your skin or what nationality you are. There's a commonality to the experience. It is not by accident that the racial differences in Nashville, the true strides, came at the lunch counter.
Which is one reason, according to Pat, Nashville's mayor and Tennessee's governor have a particular fondness for neighborhood restaurants.
These guys are most powerful, important politicians and government entities in this region. Their favorite restaurants are still neighborhood joints. Mayor Purcell eats at least once a week at Prince's Hot Chicken Shack there in North Nashville and gets the hot chicken. And you're much more likely to see Governor Bredesen eating at a neighborhood meat and three, minding his own business, as you would seeing him at the Palm.
Eating at a meat and three like Nashville's Knife and Fork, a neighborhood gathering place since the 60s.
574 out of your 10.
Weekday mornings, Opal Kittrell has her cash register ringing by 6:30. That's when breakfast customers start streaming through the door of the Knife and Fork.
Thank you. You have a good day.
It's a no-frills kind of a place with an interesting mix of customers. Blue collar, white collar, black, white. Drawn there for the camaraderie as much as the food. Customer Joan Proctor explains.
It's a sort of a community gathering place.
Yeah.
I didn't know them before I started coming here, but you get to know them here, and they live in the nearby area.
Where the locals eat doesn't focus exclusively on neighborhood eateries and or lesser-known restaurants. There are plenty of high-profile, high-rent establishments included in its pages. But Pat Embry hopes those reading the dining guide will use it to explore places they haven't been and might never have known about, although he's not sure how well that will go over with the restaurant's regular customers.
the locals may not want that much publicity because that just means there's more carpetbaggers from the other side of the river or something that are coming in and eating at their favorite place that they wanted to keep to themselves. We'll see how that goes.
For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Bain.